Hay Bales and Hollyhocks, written by Sheila Newbery and read by Katie Sobey. They parked the hump-backed van nose to peg on the riverbank. The scrubby, triangular field bore a number of rectangular yellow patches and the tracks of many wheels. This quiet afternoon in late June, the pitch was deserted, so Rosanna and Sim had the prized sight. Rosanna descended barefooted, via the rickety orange box, from the high cab. Her flowing, flimsy skirt caught in the door as she slammed it.
"Hang on, stay still, or you'll tear it,"
Sim told her calmly, as she cried out. Being so tall, he didn't need the step. He simply reached out, freed her carefully. Then he lifted her down and whirled her round to face the sun-dazzling water, where someone had heaved a large, flat stone to the edge.
"See, somewhere to sit and watch the boats go by, Rosanna."
She grimaced ruefully, gesturing at the converted ice cream van, the previous owner's name painted over with multicoloured flowers. Sim's brushstrokes were more careless than inspired. The sides of the van were still embellished with unlikely chocolate flakes stuck into rippled snowballs in danger of toppling golden cones and frozen, fruity orange bars on sticks.
"Not even a wafer, Sim. We didn't stop to shop, going round Cambridge."
"Had to keep going. Didn't like the sound of the gears,"
he pointed out.
"I'll go to the farm and see what I can scrounge. We need water from the standpipe in the yard. We can't dip our bottles in the river. Not nowadays."
He had a smiling, tanned face, black, wiry hair hanging way past his shoulders, a glinting ring in his earlobe. He was nothing like Derry, as she remembered him. She flung her arms impulsively around Sim, hugged him tight. Her shell beads made their mark, for his shirt was unbuttoned.
"Hey,"
he said in mock protest.
"What's that about?"
"About coming back." Her voice was muffled. "After all these years."
He freed himself, put his hands on her shoulders, gazed thoughtfully into her upturned face with its pale painted lips, hazel eyes outlined with kohl. She was not as young as she seemed, perhaps 10 years his senior, but she'd not said. The attraction had been mutual when they met a few weeks ago. Maybe it was not love as she once knew it, but that had led to despair, to her present unconventional life.